Today we have to listen Majjhima Patipada, the middle way or the middle path or the middle practice. After attaining the enlightenment, Buddha delivered the first sermon, Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta. In this sutta, Buddha mentioned the two extremes, kama-sukha-liga-niyoga, devotion to enjoyment of sensual pleasures, and atta-kilamata-niyoga, devotion to self-mortification. And Buddha said that both practice, both extreme practice, did not lead to final deliverance from suffering. So after stating the two extremes, after stating that these two extremes should not be followed by those who have gone forth, Buddha continued to talk the sutta, Ete ko bhikkhave upo ante anupagama majjhima patipada tathagatena abhisambuddha cakkukarani jnana karani upasamaya abhinnaya sambodhaya nibbanaya samvittati. That means, bhikkhus, avoiding these two extremes, the Tathagata has gained the penetrative knowledge of the middle practice. This middle path produces vision and foremost knowledge. This middle practice tends to come to higher knowledge, to penetrative insight and realization of Nibbana. So Buddha declared that he had penetrated the middle way. He realized the middle path. He described it as producing vision and foremost knowledge. He described as tending to calmness or eradication of mental defilements, to higher knowledge, to penetrative knowledge, and to the realization of Nibbana. Tathagatena abhisambuddha. In this sentence, Buddha said, avoiding these two extremes, the Tathagata has gained the penetrative knowledge, and so on. Whenever Buddha wanted to refer to himself, he used the word Tathagata and not Buddha. So in many discourses, Buddha said the Tathagata is this or Tathagata is that. So in this Dhammacakka Sutta also, Buddha refers to himself as the Tathagata. So whenever the Buddha wanted to refer to himself, he used Tathagata. It is translated as truth finder or thus come. Tatha means thus, and kata means come, go or noi. So we can say any meaning of the word Tathagata. So Buddha said the Tathagata had Tathagata has penetrated the middle way, avoiding these two extremes, not approaching any one of these two extremes. The Tathagata has penetrated the middle practice, and Chakukarani, Jnanakarani, what middle path produce? The middle path produce vision and foremost knowledge, Chakku and Jnana. Here, vision and knowledge are the same thing. Here, seeing does not mean seeing with the natural eyes, but seeing with the wisdom eye. So vision and knowledge here are the same thing. Vision and knowledge of what? Vision and knowledge of mind and matter. Vision and knowledge of mental and physical phenomena. And vision and knowledge of Nibbana. So if yogi follow the path, if we follow the middle path, we get the vision and knowledge of mind and matter, vision and knowledge of Nibbana. So what path? The middle path, this middle path of Vipassana, middle path of Magga, and middle path of the realization of the Four Noble Truths. So when yogi practice this middle path, yogi practice the Vipassana path, Buddha said that yogi will get vision and knowledge. That means yogi will be able to see mind and matter clearly through the practice of this path. After seeing mind and matter clearly, that is seeing through your own experience, you will also come to see the cause-effect relationship of all phenomena. When yogi see mind and matter clearly, and when you see that at every moment of meditation, at every moment of your mindfulness, there is only mind and matter, then you get the right view. You get the right view that there is nothing apart from mind and matter. You get the right view that there is no soul, there is no being, there is no person, there is no I, or whatever. What is there? There is just mind and matter, arising and disappearing at every moment. You practice seriously and continuously, and then your wisdom eyes start to open. You start to see mind and matter clearly. And every having the right view about mind and matter, you will also come to see that when you see something, there is seeing consciousness. There is seeing because there is something to be seen. There is hearing because there is something to be a heart, there is sound, there is smelling because there is something to be smelled, and so on. If you practice continuously, you will understand the causal relationship. What we thought formerly to be isolated cases, we now see them as connected with each other as cause and effect. Because we are ignorant, because we do not know the true nature of things, we attach, we cling to these things. Because there is clinging, there comes action, good or bad actions. Because there are good or bad actions, there are bound to be results in our life as well as in future lives. So through this path, yogi will be able to see this connectedness of cause and effect, connectedness of mind and matter. Yogi practice very systematically, so yogi will be able to see that the mind that makes note of physicality and mentality. Yogi see that physicality and mentality, which is being noted, arise and disappear, arise and disappear. These phenomena just arise and disappear. When you see the arising and disappearing of all phenomena, you also come to understand that they are impermanent, they are unsatisfactory, and they are insubstantial. Our practice not complete yet, so yogi practice more and more. When you practice more and more, when this practice has fully matured, finally yogi will be able to realize Nibbana. Yogi will be able to see the Four Noble Truths directly. So the practice of this middle path can give us different kinds of vision and knowledge, the knowledge of mind and matter, and so on. Upasamaya samvittati. Upasama, that means come. Middle path can lead us to come. That means yogi will be able to come the mental defilements. Yogi will be able to prevent kilesa, and also yogi will be able to eradicate these mental defilements together. So when yogi practice vipassana meditation, yogi are preventing, yogi are avoiding the arising of kilesa. When you watch objects closely and pay attention yogis see their true nature. When you see their true nature, there cannot be attachment to them, there cannot be aversion to them. So yogi are weakening the mental defilements. Yogi are suppressing the kilesa. When you do this kinds of meditation, when you follow this middle path, at the moment of enlightenment, yogi will be able to get rid of mental defilements altogether. That is, mental defilements will be eradicated so that they will not arise in you anymore. So this middle practice or Majjhima Patipatta leads to calming the mental defilements, weakening the kilesa, suppressing the mental defilements, and eventually to the total eradication of kilesa. During the vipassana stage, the abandoning of mental defilements is called momentary. With vipassana, we can get rid of mental defilements only momentarily. That is, only when there is vipassana is there abandonment of mental defilements. The moment we do not practice vipassana, kilesa will come back. It is compared to light dispelling darkness. When there is light, darkness is dispelled. When light disappears, darkness comes back. Similarly, the abandonment of our mental defilements by vipassana meditation is temporary or momentary. At the moment of enlightenment, at the moment of realization of the Four Noble Truths and Nibbana, the eradication is complete. The middle path will lead us both to the temporary coming down the mental defilements and also the complete eradication of kilesa. Abhinyaya samvittati. Middle path tends to higher knowledge. That means middle path will help us to have supramundane knowledge of the Four Noble Truths. This practice of vipassana and realization stage, that is mega stage, will help us to see the Four Noble Truths. During the practice of vipassana meditation, yogi try to be mindful of whatever is arising at the present moment. Whatever arises, you observe it. Do you see them clearly? Whatever arises, it disappears. Whatever you hear, it disappears. Whatever you note, it disappears. This is a first noble truth of suffering. Whenever you observe, it disappears. Whatever you observe, it disappears. At every moment that you pay attention to the object, when you see it disappear, You do not have attachment to it. You do not have aversion to it. So you are abandoning the mental defilements when you pay attention to objects at the present moment. When you pay attention to objects at the present moment, and when you see their nature, that they just arise and disappear, then ignorance is dispelled at that moment. You see the objects closely and you see objects arise and disappear, then ignorance is dispelled at that moment. When ignorance is dispelled, there can be no mental formation, good or bad actions, sankhara. When there is no good or bad sankhara or actions, there will be no resultant consciousness and aggregates in the future. So at the moment of vipassana meditation, yogi are also realizing the second noble truth, that is abandoning the second noble truth, that is craving, tanha. Along with craving, yogi are abandoning ignorance and others. At the moment of vipassana, what are you developing? You are developing mindfulness, you are developing concentration, and you are developing understanding and so on. So yogi are developing the fourth noble truth, Magga Sicca. Dukkha Nirodha Gamini Pratipada, that is simply Magga Sicca you are developing. At the level of vipassana meditation, yogi are realizing the four noble truths in a certain way. If you reach the stage of enlightenment, yogi will really see the four noble truths. So this middle path will lead yogi to understanding or knowing the four noble truths. Sambodaya Samvittati. Middle path will lead to penetrative insight. Here, insight does not mean just vipassana. It is insight into the nature of things, previous time we do not see the true nature of things because there is a great wall. Great wall between the real nature and us. The great wall is great wall of ignorance, avijja. When this ignorance is pierced, when avijja is destroyed, then yogi see things clearly. So middle path consisting of vipassana path and also mega path will lead yogis into the penetrative insight into all phenomena. Since even at the moments of vipassana, ignorance is dispelled, yogi will be able to penetrate into the nature of things. Yogi are penetrating into mind and matter. When observing the rising falling, yogi see only mind and matter, knowing and movement. Yogi knows the sitting and just yogi experience stiffness and knowing. So yogi can be able to penetrate into all conditioned things and into the nature of Four Noble Truths. Nibbanaya Samvittati. Lastly, Buddha said that middle path will lead to the realization of Nibbana. This middle path will lead yogis to the realization of Nibbana. Actually, the vipassana path will lead us to the realization of Nibbana. The moment of realization is the Ariya path. Then, after reaching the realization stage, or after reaching enlightenment, yogi becomes a noble person, Ariya. When you reach the fourth stage, you become an Arahant. When you become an Arahant, yogi have no more wholesome deeds or unwholesome deeds. Since yogi does not accumulate any more wholesome or unwholesome karma, with the last conscious moment of that life, yogi will disappear like a flame going out. After that moment, nothing will arise or nothing will be produced. It is like the flame which goes out when the fuel is exhausted. So this middle path will lead to the realizations of Nibbana, and it will lead to the final cessation of all suffering, that is Nibbana. So Michima Patipata, or Noble Path, all yogis are very familiar, and you are developing these Noble Eightfold Path or Middle Way or Michima Patipata. So Noble Eightfold Path, we need to remember. You already know when you develop this path, that path will lead to Nibbana, the final cessation of all suffering. So follow my recitation. Samadhi.
Samadhi.
Samasankappa.
Samasankappa.
Samavaca. Samagamanda. Samajiva. Samavayama. Samasati.
Samasati.
Samasamadhi.
Samasamadhi.
Right understanding, right aim, right speech,
right
action, right livelihood, right effort,
right
mindfulness,
right
concentration,
right concentration,
developing them, leads to Nirvana, the cessation of all suffering. So we have to stop our discourse for today by practicing Satipatthana Vipassana meditation, by developing the Noble Eightfold Path, by following the middle path of Majjhima Patibhada, by observing every phenomena occurring at the six sandals continuously and meticulously. May you all practitioners realize the real peace in the very near future.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.